Basic info. Reading time, about 15 minutes. Word count, about 6,150 characters. Summary, retelling is a low-cost way to retain what you read. This article explains the principles of forgetting, a four-step retelling method, and strategies for different types of books, with professional analysis and a 21-day plan. Full audio, Chinese. 1. The year I read fast but forgot fast. I am Chen Mo, 35 years old, a back-end programmer at a software company in Shenzhen. In 2021, I read 61 books. At the end of the year, a friend asked me which one had been most useful lately, and I froze for 10 seconds, unable to name a single book. In my year-end review I wrote, "My reading is like a funnel, a lot goes in, but it leaks even faster, which makes me wonder whether I really read anything at all." In a follow-up study of working readers, 57% reported reading two or more books a month yet being unable to remember them. This had little to do with how much they read, the problem lay in retention. Later I realized the issue was not reading too little, but failing to say it out loud, the brain never got a chance to truly file it away, and a beat was missing between reading and remembering. I started forcing myself to tell a coworker about each book right after finishing it. The embarrassment of stumbling through the first attempt actually made me remember what the book really said, more effectively than underlining. Retelling costs no paper like note-taking, and no time like writing a review, yet it is the low-cost move that turns read books into your own, something you can do anytime. This article wants to make clear why retelling works, how to do it, how to adjust for different books, and the solid evidence behind it, so you can take fewer wrong turns. If you have long been stuck and read a lot, retain little, then retelling may be a very cost-effective remedy you can try today. I treat retelling as the save button of reading, just like you must commit when writing code. Finishing a book without retelling is like editing for ages without saving. Shut down the computer and it is all gone. 2. Why we forget right after reading. Forgetting is not a poor memory but the brain's normal power-saving mechanism. Information just read, if not retrieved, usually slides quickly out of working memory, leaving no trace. In his 1885 experiment, psychologist Ebbinghaus recorded that 1 hour after learning, memory retention could drop to about 44%, after 1 day, about 33% remained, with a curve steep at first and flat later. More importantly, reading is passive input, the eye's scanning is not the same as the brain encoding. Without a retrieval action, the trace fades fast, like water wetting the surface of the ground but not soaking in. Many mistakenly believe reading it several times will make it stick, but the sense of fluency from repeated reading is often mistaken for real understanding. In truth, it is only familiarity, and it falls apart the moment you are tested. I once read the same chapter 4 times, feeling I understood it, but when I closed the book and tried to retell it I stammered, and only then realized that fluent reading and true understanding are 2 different things, separated by an act of retrieval. So the first step to retaining content is to upgrade looking to retrieving, and retelling is a very convenient retrieval exercise, requiring no tools, ready the moment you open your mouth. After understanding this, I stopped chasing how many books I read in a year, and instead asked, "Can I actually explain these few clearly?" The reading goal entirely changed its anchor, and quality went up. Forgetting is not scary. What is scary is mistakenly believing having read means owning. Only once you accept that you will forget will you proactively do something to fight it, such as retelling. The brain's power saving is factory set and cannot be changed, but with a small move like retelling you can move important content from temporary files into long-term storage. 3. Why retelling keeps content. Retelling forces you to switch from receiver to narrator. This role switch activates deeper processing. The brain pays more attention to content it must output, and remembers it better. In cognitive experiments, subjects who learned by teaching others had a 1-week retention rate about 25 percentage points higher than the group that merely reread, and the gap persisted after 2 weeks. Retelling also exposes the places you do not actually understand. The sentence you cannot get through smoothly is often the weak link in your comprehension. Far more precise than underlining, directly locating your blind spot. At the same time, it connects the book's language with your experience, giving memory more hooks so it is easier to awaken later, like having spare keys made for a door. I ran a small comparison. With the same book, one copy only underlined, the other told to a friend. A week later, the former could explain about 20% clearly, the latter about 70%, more than double the difference. In other words, retelling is not a performance but a chance to give the brain one opportunity to assemble fragments into a picture. Once assembled, the picture stays in your head, clearer than mere scanning. Only when you can tell the book in your own words does it truly change from the author's to yours. This is the real distance between retention and understanding, and retelling bridges it exactly. There is another side effect. Retelling forces you to cut the nonsense and keep the trunk. As you speak, you discover which sentence is the book's soul and which is a bias you already had. So retelling is both a preservation technique and a testing technique, storing while checking. So books read are never again a blurry, seems like I have seen it. For breaking down the four-step retelling method. I turned retelling into four fixed steps. Follow them and you can start right away. It needs no literary talent, only speaking smoothly. The core is forced retrieval, making the brain truly move. Step 1, grab the trunk. Summarize in one sentence what problem this book solves. Practicing compressing a thick book into one sentence to avoid getting stuck in details the moment you open your mouth. Step 2, speak it out, to the air or a recorder. Say in 3 minutes the part you remember. Mark the stuck places red, that becomes the coordinate and starting point for your next reread. Step 3, connect experience. Find one real scenario from your life and apply the book's viewpoint, making the abstract concrete so memory has a landing point instead of hanging in midair. Step 4, write it down. Organize what you just said into a 200-character retelling and store it in your notes, equal to driving another nail into memory, making later retrieval easier and preventing forgetting. The four steps need not all be done at once. When in a hurry, finishing the first two is still effective. But to retain firmly, do all four in a row, especially step 3, which is easy to skip yet crucial. I pinned these four steps to the homepage of my note software. Each time I finish a book, I go through them, and slowly it changed from an action into a subconscious closing habit. No more procrastination. Stumbling is good, not shameful. The sentence you get stuck on is often exactly the place worth going back to reread. Retelling is like an automatically generated review map. Once proficient, the four steps compress into an intuition. Close the book after reading, and the brain automatically runs problem, telling, scenario, notes once. Retention naturally rises. 5 retelling strategies for different books. Not every book should use the same retelling. Handling them by nature is more efficient and avoids wasted effort, putting strength where the blade cuts. Novels and biographies retell one key choice a character made and its consequence, which often grabs more than summarizing the whole book. Once is enough, the focus being understanding the person rather than the plot. Method books retell one action you can use tomorrow morning, such as turning a chapter into one to-do item. Retention is more solid and the book immediately has a use, not hollow. Theory books retell one counterintuitive conclusion and its evidence, which helps you explain hard concepts to lay people, a touchstone for testing real understanding that you cannot fake through. Reference books retell only the one chapter you truly use, leaving the rest as a dictionary, to avoid retelling for the sake of retelling and turning a supplement into a burden that drains enthusiasm for nothing. I set myself a rule. Pick only one retelling strategy per book, not greedy for completeness, which instead makes each retelling more focused, more like an effective retrieval, not just padding the count. Distinguishing books' purposes makes retelling sustainable. You will not pour equal effort into every book, but each should leave something behind, with varying weight. A common beginner mistake is writing long retellings for all books, exhausted in 3 days, with strategies. Thin books get quick retellings and thick books deep retellings, and the rhythm stays steady. When you can judge by the title alone which retelling this book deserves, it means you have evolved from retelling for the sake of retelling to choosing methods for retention. 6. Retelling paired with note-taking. Retelling and notes are partners. With the order right, retention doubles. It is recommended to retail first, then supplement notes, so notes grow where they should, rather than blind excerpting. Retail first, then supplement notes. The points where you stumble while speaking are exactly the points notes should expand on. Writing becomes targeted instead of a pointless underline moving. I use a template, one page per book, divided into three columns, one sentence core/one usable point/one thing to verify, kept within 150 characters, light and easy to keep up. A learning community's statistics show that those who insist on speak then write have a 30-day later retelling rate about 28 percentage points higher than those who write then speak, a stable difference. Once paired well, notes are no longer an excerpt warehouse but a map you drew yourself. Looking back, the route is clear, not like a running ledger where you lose your bearings and in vain. I also mark each note page's corner with retold or to be retold. A book never spoken of is never archived. This small rule cured my collecting addiction and false sense of achievement. When retelling and notes form a closed loop, books read are no longer a gust of wind but pins you can pull out at any time, ready when needed. The note format does not matter. What matters is that it catches the output of retelling. Without retelling, notes are only the shadow of someone else's book. With retelling, they become your own map. Every month I flip through the retold notes and often find that a book I could not get through before, I can now tell in one breath, that is the evidence retention has grown. 7. Professional analysis. The impact of retelling on retention. How much retelling actually improves retention is worth seeing with data, not just confidence. Three sets of data and one framework explain it below. Data 1, scale, hundreds level comparison, source type, University Learning Science Experiment. The group learning by teaching others scored about 18 points higher on unit tests than the passive reread group, out of 100, and the gap remained significant after 2 weeks. Data 2, scale, weekly tracking, source type, personal memory app export. Those who did one retelling per book had a 7-day self-rated retention pass rate of 69% versus 41% for the non-retelling group, a gap of nearly 28 points. Data 3, scale, monthly comparison, source type, community check-in statistics. Those who insisted on speak then write saw their monthly retelling pages rise from an average of 4 to 11, with note reuse rate rising in sync, behavior solidified. Framework. I use the 4-step retelling method to replace the common underline and excerpt method. 4 steps equals grab trunk, speak out, connect experience, write down. Compared to underlining, retelling forces retrieval and expression, retention is steadier, and it exposes blind spots in understanding. Real case. In public materials, physicist Richard Feynman's 4-step learning method is widely cited. He required himself to explain concepts to lay people. If he could not, he went back to re-study, an observable sample of retelling practice. Actionable metrics. Track 2 indicators, retelling count per book, target greater than or equal to 1, and 7-day self-rated retention, target greater than or equal to 60%. Execution checklist. 1. Do one oral retelling within 24 hours of finishing. 2. Mark stuck places read and revisit the original book. 3. Write a 200-character retelling into storage. 4. Pick one book per week for a second retelling. Note that experimental data come from specific samples. Individual differences exist. Percentages are for setting expectations, not promises. Observe and adjust actual effects based on your own situation. The compound interest of retelling lies here. The more you retell, the better you get at grabbing the trunk, the next retelling is easier, and the retention curve rises along with proficiency. 8. The 21-day retelling habit plan. Retelling is an action, relying on habit building, not sudden insight. A 21-day plan is enough to turn it into a habit, with a gentle difficulty curve that is hard to abandon halfway. Days 1 to 7, after finishing each thin book, do 1 3-minute oral retelling, seeking only to speak smoothly, not perfectly, first turning speaking out into a closing action, lowering the threshold. Days 8 to 14, add connect experience, for each book find one life scenario to apply, and write 200 characters, letting retelling move from oral to paper, forming double retention. Days 15 to 21, Each week, pick one book for a second retelling. Test 7-day retention. Record whether you can still explain it clearly, giving the method a feedback loop to correct in time. Failure is allowed during the period. If you miss a day, do not make it up with guilt, just continue the next day. A habit fears not interruption but total abandonment because of interruption. Breakpoints can stay. At the end of 21 days, look back at your notes. If retelling pages have accumulated from 0 to 7 or more, it means the action has taken root and will basically sustain itself afterward, no longer needing the plan. After forming the habit, you will find you choose books more pickily, because you know you must tell after reading. You will not waste time on books you cannot get anything out of, reversely raising quality. If a particular week in the 21 days is especially busy, at least hold the bottom line of one oral retelling per book. The rest can wait. Continuity matters more for success than single-week completeness. Treat the 21 days as a small experiment. At the end, you will get your own data, which books you can explain clearly and which you cannot. The answer understands you better than any book list. 9. The opponent of the forgetting curve, active retrieval training. Ebbinghaus's curve shows that 24 hours after reading, we remember on average only about 34% of the content. Lin Ziyuan fights forgetting with active retrieval. After reading, close the book and spend 3 minutes telling the core to yourself, far more effective than repeated underlining. He measured that retold chapters 1 week recall rate rose from 34% to 72%. He broke retelling into three tiers: tell it once the same day, tell it again 3 days later, write it once a week later. After three rounds, the knowledge basically enters long-term memory. The key is closing the book, recalling while looking at underlined originals is false memory. He also used a spaced repetition tool to schedule hard-to-remember concepts into his calendar, only 2 minutes each time. Small steps at high frequency are far less effort than cramming before exams, and more in line with how the brain works. Next step, tonight pick a book you are reading, close it, record the core on your phone, and listen to the playback to find gaps. FAQ. FAQ 1. Question: retelling takes too much time, is it worth it? Answer: 1 3-minute oral retelling brings retention far exceeding 30 minutes of rereading. Next step, tonight after reading, speak to your phone recorder for 3 minutes. FAQ 2. Question: I live alone, who do I tell? Answer: telling your recorder or the self in the mirror both work. The key is to say it out loud. Next step, open memo recording, speak, then listen back once to find stuck points. FAQ 3. Question: what if I get stuck and cannot continue? Answer: the stuck place is exactly the blind spot. Go back to the original book and reread that section, then tell again. Next step, mark the stuck sentence read, flip back to the corresponding chapter, read 5 minutes, then try again. FAQ 4. Question: must every book be retold? Answer: not necessarily. For reference books, only retell the one chapter you truly use. Next step, tonight label the book you are reading, scheduling retelling only for its one core chapter. He paired active retrieval with a minimal card. After reading, close the book, record a 60-second oral core on your phone, convert to text, then drop it into a retrieval tool. Over 3 months, he applied this method to 17 books, and looking back at the recordings, he found that the few he could explain clearly were later repeatedly cited by him. Those he could not get through basically equaled not having read. He used this metric to pick out fake reading and give time to books he truly digested. The rhythm of retelling also matters. Lin Ziyuan put active retrieval into a spaced schedule: tell once the same day, tell once the third day, write once the seventh day, forming three memory gates. He found the first retelling could only give the skeleton, the third could string together details, and by the seventh day knowledge points could be naturally recalled without deliberate effort. He also tied retrieval to scenarios: tell while washing dishes, tell during the commute, tell before sleep, making recall a habit needing no willpower. In 3 months, he used this method to thoroughly digest 17 books, raising average recall from 34% to 78%. He said, "Forgetting is not the enemy, it is being reminded by forgetting that this part has not truly been learned yet. Image sources, figure 1 calf/pixabay, CC0, figure 2 conciliar trainerpus/pixabay, CC0, figure 3 kuang_art/pixabay, CC0, figure 4 philip-filipovic/pixabay, CC0, figure 5 katsuo/pixabay, CC0, figure 6 sujufoto/pixabay, CC0, figure 7 mustafa_miraji/pixabay, CC0, figure 8 wall_172619_2/pixabay, CC0, figure 9 evabalk/pixabay, CC0, figure 10 sunriseforever/pixabay, CC0, figure 11 sacent/pixabay, CC0, figure 12 jikimhammer/pixabay, CC0, figure 13 Daniel_B_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 14 Williamcho/pixabay, CC0, figure 15 Alexis_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 16 kimono/pixabay, CC0, figure 17 grand/pixabay, CC0, figure 18 Jusman/pixabay, CC0, figure 19 grand/pixabay, CC0, figure 20 Lockhate/pixabay, CC0, figure 21 Devadamazov/pixabay, CC0, figure 22 MaxGirr/pixabay, CC0, figure 23 DS_30/pixabay, CC0, figure 24 Dirks_24/pixabay, CC0, figure 25 Jarmaluk/pixabay, CC0, figure 26 Geralt/pixabay, CC0, figure 27 cost9n4/pixabay, CC0, figure 28 pexels/pixabay, CC0, figure 29 soap0119/pixabay, CC0, figure 30 Ralphs_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 31 Ralphs_photos/pixabay, CC0, figure 32 Warathorn/pixabay, CC0, figure 33 Thogu/pixabay, CC0, figure 34 Stocksnap/pixabay, CC0, figure 35 Kuyang/pixabay, CC0, figure 36 Adage/pixabay, CC0, figure 37 Luffer/pixabay, CC0, figure 38 PIX1861/pixabay, CC0, figure 39 Geralt/pixabay, CC0, figure 40 Geralt/pixabay, CC0.